Okay, now we've got Momono Musume Kumo Tutori. So, let's try and see how this one's gonna be. I'm not even sure what kind of monster this is, but in Grimm's Hentai Corner, that's what we're doing for Wholesome November. Or the Wholesome Thanksgiving, I guess you could say. What, you think we're gonna do, like, dark-skinned girls for Black Friday? I don't know about that. Yeah, we got some Black Friday! Why not just bring that one game back? It actually did well. That one game where it was like, kind of like a black visual novel. It actually did well. I was looking at the hits and people did watch it. Maybe just out of curiosity. We could always do a Black Friday, though, if you want. Alright, so let's go ahead and get started. I breathe a sigh in the dead silence of this room. Everyone who's gathered here is just shoveling food into their mouths. There isn't a conversation to be had anywhere. A quiet dining table isn't the worst thing in the world, especially for someone like me. But still... I'm bored. Rupia, aren't you tired of this too? Again with that talk, you said the exact same thing yesterday. Nom, that's how the princess always acts. She won't get anything out of talking to her, so just leave her be. The two respond to my sudden words with disdain. I do remember something similar yesterday, but you didn't have to respond so cruelly. Regardless, you'd best entertain me, Rupia. Why be so unreasonable? You know even someone as kind as me can get mad, right? Okay, so she's the Spider Girl, and she's the Cyclops. I don't know what kind of girl she is. And somebody had babies, apparently. You think I care? Seeing your anger doesn't scare me in the slightest. No way, am I really not scary at all? But I'm actually angry and everything. You're a softie, Rupia. As soft as chewed up white rice. I don't really get your example there. I only said what I felt. I didn't expect you to understand me from the start. Yes, just like that. Keep entertaining me. I nod with satisfaction as I watch the comedy routine unfold before my eyes. A dining table absolutely needs entertainment. I can't keep up with this. Please don't disrupt my mealtime. Oh, right. Sorry for that. Going so far as to bother others' dining experience for my own pleasure would certainly be nothing more than selfish. I'm not that evil. As such, you'll be the one entertaining me, Rupia. Don't give me that. Stop moving the conversation forward without my say-so. You're such a noisy one. There's no need to explain everything in detail, is there? All you must do is heed my commands and entertain me.
あんまりです。その扱いはあんまりですよ。姫様、勘弁してください。
Too far. You're going too far. Please give me a break, princess. Rupia pressures me as she begs with tears welling up in her eyes. It was fun to tease her, but making her cry would be a bother. Fine, fine. I won't force you if you feel such a way. You won't? Phew, thank goodness. However, I'm still bored. Is there nothing fun I can do? I think deeply to myself as I cool my body with my folding fan. Something fun that won't disturb anyone. Quite the troublesome task. I'm sure no matter what world you're from, the pursuit of pleasure is always an arduous one. Wait, didn't I just stumble upon an excellent idea? Psych, I'm starting to get a bad feeling here. Rest assured that I feel it too. That face she's making tells me she's come up with something idiotic. Of course, at least let there be few victims. You're always a worrywart. That's what always happens, so you might as well leave her alone. Even knowing that, how can I not worry? Hey, you're being too loud. I'm thinking here, so be a tad more quiet. Even if you order me, I can't just... Try saying that again with your hand on your chest. Oh, you always have a comeback, don't you? Goodness, I should just leave this world. Hmm? Leave this world? Oh, I just came up with something. The princess is making a terrifying face. That ominous feeling is even more intense now. What a genius I am to have come up with this. This will definitely lead to fun. My heart can't stop jumping. I'm sorry to interrupt your gloating time, but what exactly are you thinking about? I'm certain it'll be something dumb, but we might as well hear it. So you'll listen to my ingenious plan? Very well. Allow me to explain. She's actually praising herself. Seems to be something totally worthless. You know how I have an incredible ability that no one else can copy? Right, you can connect two spaces together and then bring anything you want from one to the other. An ability worthy of the title Sneaky Thief. I won't criticize it much since it's helpful, but it does feel rather lackluster. Hey, don't interfere with my speech. In any case, what I'll do is use my powers to summon something from a different world. When I tell them what I decided to do, they fell silent. I know what this is. They're so blown away by my plan that they're speechless. Alright, let's put it into action right away. Get moving, the time is right now. Wait, princess! What is it now? Do not spoil my excitement. Hold on, are you serious? Can you even summon things from different worlds? I won't know until I try. Why the worry now? Then let's not do it. If it's too dangerous, if something bad were to happen to you... You worry too much, Rapuya. I'm not one to cause such calamity, am I? That's not really what I'm worried about. It's useless. The princess won't budge once she gets that way. Nom. It'll be easier to sit back and watch, Nom. Ah, even Sick has given up. Yeah, so there's no way we can stop you. I said Psych, and I think it's actually Sick. Exactly. Excuse me. I said that. Exactly. Let us go, Rapuya. Follow my lead. Very well, Sik. Please come with me, too. Goodness, Nom Nom. Ahem. Now let us start. Okay, there she is. I exhale once and begin concentrating my nerves. The Arukas tree with moonlight shining upon it wavers in response to the prayer ritual. A single drop lured in by the scent of flowers. Is everything really gonna be okay? I'm worried Sick here. Give it a rest already. We can only wait and see, Nom Nom. You're too calm, Sick. What if she messes up? There you go again. This is business as per usual. There's no way someone like me would mess this up. She's seen my summons countless times. How much of a worrywart can she be? If things proceed this way, then I won't be unable to calm myself. I won't be able to summon anything. I know, but still. That's the same prayer. Oh, you're right. Ha ha ha, you got me there. No, she didn't. And you did mess up just now. Ugh, no need to yell like that. Everyone messes up once or twice. Listen now. Ahem, time to continue. If she keeps berating me, I'll feel too gloomy to succeed. I ignore Rapuya while she continues complaining and calmly proceeds with the prayer ritual. This is, however, the first time I'm summoning something from another world, so I don't really know the ritual. Well, I'm sure it'll work out either way. I feel like I heard something I shouldn't have. Princess, is this really gonna be okay? You're not lying to us, are you? Absolutely not. Now wait patiently as though you were sitting on a mud boat. That's not reassuring in the slightest. Just get it over with. I'm losing my appetite from this cold. Nom nom. It's all because you two are so noisy. Now be quiet and watch. I exhale and focus my nerves once again before chanting my wishful words. In the distant sky, in the sounds of wind, I see a dream, an illusion that I may meet. I have finished my recitation and can immediately see the ritual's apparent success, as the trees begin to shine even brighter. Look at that. I've succeeded. I knew failure wasn't in my vocabulary. Wait, Princess, the light is growing stronger. Now that you mention it. Maybe we should close our eyes. The moment Sick warns us, light completely floods our vision. What? What's going on? The moment I feel I'm floating, a shockwave runs through my spine. I glance around in a panic and find myself in a place unlike any I've seen before. Where is this? It looks like a Japanese-style garden, an expensive one at that. Have I stepped into some big shot's house without even knowing? I did drink until I passed out yesterday, so my memory's hazy. So it's entirely possible. This is bad. I need to escape before someone finds me. No, stop. I'm the one trespassing, so I must be sincere and apologize to the owners. Look at that, you two! It totally worked! Oh, just what I'd expect from you, Princess. I'm surprised. Wait, Princess, and you too? Sick, take a good look. He's a human. Are those the owners? While wondering that, I can hear some commotion coming from behind me. This is my chance. Let's be honest and apologize. My sincerest apologies. It seems I have somehow trespassed on your property. Oh, he's got quite a virile face. This is how all men should look. He really does. Wait, that's not the issue. What do we do, Princess? Hey, he's frozen in place. Three women stare intently at me. Wait, women? No. Hold on. Since when was Japan conquered by yokai? One of them has the lower body of a spider, another is a bird, and the last of them has only one eye. And where even am I? This isn't Japan, is it? Japan? I see. That must be the name of where you were living. It has a nice ring to it. Princess? This isn't the time. Should you not explain his situation first? Indeed. You're the one who summoned him, so he's your responsibility. A sound argument. Very well. Hey, you. I'll explain what's going on, so open your eyes wide. Oh, right. I'm not sure what's going on, but at least they seemingly aren't after my head. It honestly sounds scary to be left in the dark, so it's best that I stay quiet and listen for now. I figured you might be rather confused, but you're surprisingly calm. Let's set that aside for now. Please tell me what's going on. You know. Princess, let's get this over with. We're being rude to him. I know. Looks like the leader of these three is a spider girl? And this bird girl? She seems like a human escort, maybe? I'm not sure about the one-eyed girl, though. She's the only one who's been eating this entire time. Allow me to be brief. For sure, not from this world. This is an undeniable fact. Huh? It should be clear at a glance from your clothes and the way you speak. Now, to tell you the truth, the one who summoned you to this world was none other than I. Wait, excuse me. Oh, try that one again. What? Wait a minute. The Spider Girl seems to be brimming with confidence. Is this that one thing? Was I summoned to another world by this girl? Stop messing around. Why are you self-satisfied over forcibly bringing me here? What's there to be shocked by? I summoned a human from another world, which is unprecedented. It's only natural to be pleased. That makes it sound great, sure, but there's nothing great about this. You're causing me a lot of trouble. Whoops. And so the expected reaction finally arrives. Of course he'd react that way. Anybody would when summoned out of the blue. Oh, so you two get where I'm coming from. Seems the bird girl and the one-eyed girl understand me. I was afraid they'd all behave like the spider girl, but it seems my concerns were unfounded. So you two know that I want to... You two know what I want to say right now, yes? Well... Nom nom. A thank you, perhaps? There's no need. I did this all for my own sake. Oh, really? In that case, I'm glad. No, wait. Why did you think I'd thank you? Hmm? You weren't going to? Then what were you going to say? Let's hear it. I don't know why you're so stuck up, but all I want to say is this. Take me back to my own world. Can't do it. I see. Guess that's that. Wait, why not? I just told you, I can't do it. The whole ritual was made up on the spot to begin with. So how can I send you home? Why do you look so dumbfounded? I'm the one making sense here, right? Seeing the Spider Girl so taken aback by my words is making me lose confidence. I turn towards the other two in desperation, but... What you're saying makes total sense, but it's impossible. If the princess says she can't do it, then she can't do it. I know it's unfortunate, but give it up. You're kidding me. You mean to tell me that having been summoned to another world out of nowhere, I now just have to live here forever? Not to mention there don't seem to be any reasonable humans here. No, no, I'm going back. I'm definitely going back. I'm telling you, it's impossible. You're not very perceptive, are you? Are you serious? There's nothing you can do? That's how it is. I'm sorry, but I can't do a thing. No, don't feel down. So as long as you're alive, things are sure to work out. Ugh, I wasn't looking for that kind of consolation. I accept my inescapable situation and hang my head in defeat. I never imagined something straight out of fantasy would happen in real life. No need to sulk. You know they often say home is where you make it. Damn it, why did this happen to me? Ha ha ha! Things will be fun from now on, don't you agree? Rather than fun, I mostly feel sorry for him. I think he'll calm down if you leave him alone for a while, so let's leave him be. Don't laugh, don't pity me, and don't leave me alone! Ugh! Having wallowed in depression for a while, I finally let out a sigh and regained my composure. Is your sulking over? Yeah, it's not like a pity party would do me any good. I see, that's good. Content with my answer, the Spider Girl smiles and nods. Though regardless of whether this is good or not, it's all her fault in the first place. Alright, let us not dawdle outside. We should go back inside and eat some food. Huh? Agreed. I barely finished eating, so my stomach is still empty. You've been eating this whole time, Sick. Don't sweat the small stuff. Besides, that alone isn't enough. So let's get moving. Wait, don't drag me along. I can walk just fine. Ignoring my protest, the Spider Girl continues to pull me along. Unable to escape her, I wind up being led into an elegant mansion. Why? Once they guide me into one of the mansion's rooms, a question about its aesthetics pops into my head. Why are you daydreaming? You may sit at any of the empty seats. Right, no wait, why is this room Japanese style? If I'm in another world, I'd expect the architecture to be more Western or made of cobble. Isn't that what you'd expect? Seeing such a standard Japanese style room here is kind of, how do I put it? Are you familiar with this manner of decor? Ah yes, it's eerily similar to where I live. Even the garden looks like a traditional Japanese garden. I see, this building is actually imitating the architecture from the Eastern world. You may have some things in common, surprisingly. That is surprising. I sit down agreeing with her words. Seeing that, the three girls also sit down in their respective seats. Now that we're all sat down, should we start with introductions again? Right. I was nervous at first, thinking something else might happen, but I sigh in relief when it winds up being a rather normal conversation. That reminds me, I haven't introduced myself either. I'll go first. My name is Arachne. These two girls may refer to me as Princess, but I don't mind being treated casually. My name is Rapuya. Call me whatever is easy for you. I was gonna say easiest, but it says easy here. Nom, I'm sick, Nom Nom. Just sick is fine. At least stop eating when you're introducing yourself. I refuse, Nom Nom. Ahaha. And now I'm late to notice this, but they're quite the unique bunch. Of course, their personalities, but their appearances. Hold on, we'll try that again. Of course, their personalities, but their appearances. They're clearly not human. So what's your name? Right, my name is Otokane Hibiki.
Otokane Hibiki?
Otokane Hibiki? That's quite a long name. Oh, my first name is Hibiki. You can call me by that. I see. Then allow me to call you Hibiki. You have a splendid name, Mr. Hibiki. Nom Hibiki. Nom Nom, got it. And so what world are you from, Hibiki? I want to eat before that. The food will lose its flavor if it gets cold. Oh, those are the imps. She's right, Princess. The imps did their best to prepare a banquet for us. I suppose so. Very well. Bring Hibiki some food. Whoa, thank you. After hearing Arachne's request, the imps bring me food. I nervously take it from them and timidly bring it to my mouth. This is really tasty. I bet it is. No need to hold back. Why are you so proud? I was the one who prepared it. Set those matters aside. What's important is that it's good. I don't really care, but... I silently eat while watching the three of them talk back and forth. I'm not sure what to say, given how sudden this is. My anxiety hasn't completely gone away, either. Imps, my food is about to run out. Bring some more. Well, I'll definitely be eating tomorrow, because, you know, it's Thanksgiving. So, that's going to be the end of this one for right now. And it's a little different than the last one. It was a whole different setup. While the first one was a lot like Princess X, this one is a completely different ordeal, where they summon him to their world. So that's kind of interesting in that. And yeah, there hasn't been any age scenes, but I don't know, maybe they're just trying to be a little more wholesome. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with more Mamono Musume Kumo Totori.